This is a special presentation by the Radio Players on WSIU.
With the emphasis on hair evident in so many cultures, it's not surprising to see that Rapunzel has lasted so long as a fairy tale, a topic too rich to be overlooked. Any writer just itches to mess with those tresses to fill the full weave of the tale. Let's see how well we can shape our story. But first, let's meet the cast of Big Hair.
I'm Steve Falcone, and I'll be the narrator.
I'm Kevin Rathundi, and I'll be husband.
I'm Elizabeth Donahue, and I'll be wife and Dame Gothel.
I'm Peg Falcone. I'll be Rapunzel.
I'm Christopher Rathundi, and I will be the prince.
Big Hair, a radio play by Steve Falcone. Scene one, the dark garden.
Who am I? Well, may you ask. At the root of the plot, literally. But nobody knows my name. I'm not the hero of this tale. Oh, far from it. I never got a proper name. Husband, that's me. That's it. All that I get by way of an introduction. Where would this story be without me? Would it have lasted all these years? I think not. That'd be the wife. Preggers, can you tell? Thing is, Rapunzel is all she craves. Now, where am I gonna get such a green?
Nods.
You got it. This is a fairy tale, so the plant just happens to grow in the next door neighbor's garden, who just happens to be a sorceress. What else? I'm nameless, not brainless. Shiny leaves of death's what you got there. Gotta be some kind of moron to crawl over that wall and nip the plants from such an evil creature.
All I crave is Rapunzel. That's all I'll eat. Ah!
Well, what's a husband with a food-crazed lady on his hands to do? Like I got a choice. A deed to be done in the dark. Sneak softly with me. Over this garden wall and do be quiet. Well, good news is I've lit squarely on a patch of Rapunzel. Rich. Kind of chewy.
Shrugs.
Yeah, nothing like
a... Dame Gothel appears in a poof.
You should not be eating from my garden, mortal.
Husband shakily.
I have a doleful reason for my crime.
Sounds like the sob story of a beleaguered spouse.
Does it show?
I've seen this sad scene countless times over. More of the madness that is marriage.
Oh, then you understand.
Understand, I do. Forgive, I do not. A price must be paid.
Husband, hands clasped.
Oh, spare me, powerful one. I am but a poor man seeking to do my wife's bidding.
Pathetic. As are all your kind. I would spare you for a price, but find nothing you have worth to me. Unless...
Ooh, anything, Dame. Name your price.
I'll have that child swelling in your wife's belly. When the babe's born, bring her to me, for it will be a girl. What desire have I for a sweaty, feckless boy? Worst of all, they grow to be men. Ample time to have your dame birth the babe for me, making me mother to the labors of another, most bearable to me.
But my wife would never, ever surrender the child. Death alone could tear the baby from her.
I do not question your methods. Do what you must.
I couldn't. Well, I wouldn't.
Dame Gothel nods.
You must do what's best for you, of course. I'm trying to picture if you'd serve me best as a horse or donkey.
Well, the child was born female, as was foretold. What else? Taken away by a smiling Dame Gothel. Ugly, even in her grin. The wife? Mostly gone. Still here in body, emotionally as distant as one can get. Barely speaks to me. What am I saying? Therapy is yet to be invented, so let's move on.
Scene 2, the Dower Tower. Husband gazes up at tower, heavy sigh.
So near, and so terrifyingly high. Still, my child is up there. Unholy ragweed knocks a man sideways.
Stares up.
How big she must have got by now. Oh, she's a beauty, I wager. Blonde like her mother. Could she be?
Counts on fingers, shakes head.
20? Oh, never possible. Time races away from us.
Leans head on tower wall, sobs.
How can you ever forgive me, my child? I cannot. However, to make it right.
Pounds fist on tower wall.
I want my baby back. I'll pay any price. I don't care. I'm going up. Nothing can stop me. Let man try.
Steps back, stares up.
Tomorrow, maybe. Or the next day for sure. Well, someday.
Leans head on tower, weeps.
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I had the clout to shout. Give me back my baby.
Scene 3, domestic. Rapunzel swings long golden tresses.
Why can't I get this pile of straw cut? I feel like I'm dragging a haystack around.
Dame Gothel brushing the golden locks.
Because, my love, these locks are the only means of entrance and exit from our tower.
Why is that, Mother? That we have but this one window up so high for you to enter and exit. You and no other person.
As I've explained to you since youth, my child, we have enemies. Evil sorts who would dearly love to lay hands on you. We must leave nothing to chance.
What enemies? We never see anyone. Why do they seek me?
You ask too many questions. Grow nosier by the hour. You must trust your poor mother, whose every move is for your health and safety.
I do, Mother. Truly I do. But I sit here at my window day upon day, watching the world pass me by. Am I to spend my whole life behind walls, never to know the feel of the earth, the roar of the ocean, the grit of sand between my toes? Is there a time in the future when it will be safe to descend to a life below and be a part of the world?
We can only watch and hope till these wicked times might pass. Your security is everything to me, my love. This old heart would shatter should any harm come to you.
Sobs, rubs tears with Rapunzel's tresses.
Do not weep for me, Mother dear. All will be well. I just know it will. I am young and strong, bursting with life. Why should I fear the unknown? Let me go into the world and meet what life lays before me. That is the natural way of things, surely.
Dame Gothel drops tresses.
Young and foolish is what you are. Headstrong child who fails to heed her mother's words. Darkness and danger await your rash ambitions.
Waves hand at window as sky darkens, lightning flashes.
Not knowing what's best for you, you will do as I say. Perhaps one day mother's wisdom will be clear to you.
Scene 4, Bird Talk. Rapunzel sits by her sunny tower window as a bird chirps to her.
Your song is so lovely, it brightens my day. Would you could speak. What a fun conversation. Oh, the times we could have if we spoke the same words. Laughter and lullabies, all for the birds. I'd send you winging in search of my love. A daring young knight who'd rise above all to answer a call from my heart.
Bird chirps.
Yes, I know how sappy I sound. What else to expect from a girl with no feet on the ground?
Scene 5, turn to stone. Prince reins steed to a trot.
Whoa now, Juniper. We're in no hurry that I'm aware of. Oh, I know, it's time to dine. You like this spot? I know, you love crunchy cones. But look at that sweet green patch. Have it that. Good as any other. Chew it up and digest. One more kingdom to wander through. Hill and dale, dale and hill, one lee the same as the other to me. Meadow upon meadow, nothing has changed. Land's all the same. I canter from realm to realm, searching in vain for some alleged love of my life, a promise never named. Yes, sometimes I wonder as we trot, is this creature really real? Have I been in search of a fantasy over all these kingdoms? Am I but a part of some make-believe? What fate awaits as we swallow the miles? What's ahead so like what's now behind? We seem stuck in an existence of endless middle. On we trot, heads to the ground, with little concern where we go round. Here's a winged thing to sing the way to my heart. Oh, I've heard it so many times before. Does he even know where to start?
Bird chirps lead the prince and Juniper toward Rapunzel's tower, where a lilting voice dances in the breeze.
Wait! Yes, yes, I hear it too, old girl. Unlike any air before, in tune with the gods, I believe. No chorus needed, Juniper. I should ride forever in search of that tune.
Sees tower.
How swiftly eternity nears.
Looks up.
How far away it still seems. My eyes tell me true, old girl. It's that ragged fellow yonder weeping against the tower. I thought as much, yet not knowing why, there's little to do but ask him.
Calls out.
God save thee, good sir! Why do you weep?
My heart aches for the one above in the stone walls. A love I lost so long ago and pine for constantly.
His head against the tower weeps.
Oh, come, sir. It vexes me to see a grown man weep. Lift up that shaggy thatch and face the moment as it stands. You have lost a love? I look for one. Perhaps our purposes converge.
Oh, I offer my assistance that I might deliver my beloved from bondage. Held captive by a sorceress, she has never trod upon her native soil. Stone blocks have ever been her world. The cause of her tragic plight lay at my feet. For I...
June's right. No time for whining. How does one mount the tower?
Oh, my daughter's lovely locks have been braided into tresses by Dame Gothel, reaching all the way down to us. By such means does one descend and ascend.
I need only have the maiden toss down her hair and climb up it to achieve my heart's desire. Essential business for a questing knight. You'll await my return, June, sturdy enough to carry two.
Are you?
A questing knight in search of his lady love to take to wife and my realm once I found her. Everyone everywhere is aware of such protocol, are they not?
Husband nods vigorously.
Oh, of course. Of course. Why, such an outcome is to be expected. Why, tradition must be upheld. It's simply that the tunes from Rapunzel's lips dripping down from her tower each day give life to her mother's empty existence. And without those scraps from her daughter's voice, oh, my wife's heart would shatter within her. In a matter of days.
Oh, courage, good fellow. You neglect the fact of your daughter's release from the tower, freedom to see your wife, and you must both attend our nuptials at my castle.
I, my liege? Good. And my wife?
Both of you together, I should hope, to give away the bride. We are family now, or shall be soon. I look forward to lifting a flagon with my new kinsman.
Husband gazes in awe.
Now, what is the secret of access to our angel above?
I have heard Dame Gothel call to the tower, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair so that I might climb thy golden stair.
And?
Oh, the tresses drop down and the Dark One ascends the tower.
Why are we whispering?
Husband looks about.
I fear the ears of the sorceress are everywhere.
The sorceress shall be my concern. Go and assure your wife that all's well with her daughter, not failing to mention an impending wedding, one word that lightens the feminine soul.
Husband chuckles and exits as the prince looks up at the tower.
Well, faint heart never won fair maiden. Nor scaled tower wall, I wager, eh, June? Easy for you to say, waiting below.
Scene 6. No stone unclimbed. Prince at foot of tower.
Well, here goes nothing.
Falsetto.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair so that I may climb that golden stair.
A tumble of tresses falls at the prince's feet.
Pliny, it worked. Well, now to scale the heights. True for you, June. Courage is all.
Puffs and puffs his way up.
Don't look down. Whatever you do, do not look down.
He does.
Is that wee creature June?
Gulps.
I thought it a grasshopper at first glance. Oh, but there. My grip doesn't slip.
A delicate white hand reaches down and tugs him up. Rapunzel smiles.
I've been waiting for you.
Scene 7, first date.
You're stunning. An absolute goddess.
Rapunzel blushes.
Forgive my shyness. I've had very little intercourse with others. None with males.
We shall have to amend that.
Blushes.
It's a delight to share your company. Quite an unexpected pleasure.
You are a prince, are you not?
Prince bows.
I am, milady. At your service.
My heart is full at your arrival. You may release my hand now.
Prince pulls hand quickly away.
Countless pardons. I remain unsteady from the climb. Verily, the oddest obstacle I've ever surmounted. Did you recognize the voice?
In truth, I was thrilled by a new voice, knowing you were not my dark mother.
Oh, come. You cannot believe that evil being bore you.
Rapunzel stares in wonderment.
You were wrested from your true parents as a babe and shut up here, away from the world and the truth.
Which you have come to tell me?
Prince smiles.
Among other matters. Some words are said with the tongue, some with the heart.
Rapunzel smiles.
Mine speaks clearly to me of a sudden.
Kisses the prince.
I hear the same words.
They kiss again.
My heart says we must remove you from this lofty dungeon with all haste.
Rapunzel pulls away.
I dare not depart the tower with this hair.
Oh, now is no time for maidenly vanity, my sweet. Your tresses are a radiance in all their abundance.
You mistake me, dearest.
Holds up tresses.
More locks than tresses. The dark one has bewitched my hair. While it flows to such length, I remain trapped herein. Trimming my tresses alone frees me to the outside world.
And we must commence at once with the shearing. I go below to fetch the proper implement.
Stay, my lord. Common clippers shall benefit us little. Only the dame's magic blades are able to sever these strands.
Prince shakes head.
Improbable situation. It requires some thought.
Or prayer.
Prince nods.
Yeah, that as well.
Scene 8, chaperone's choice. Rapunzel, great tug on her tresses.
Ow, that hurts.
Dame Gothel springs through the window.
A mere pinch to the pain in store for you, my sweet.
Spins on Prince.
To say nothing of your charming visitor.
Spare him, I beg you, mother. He seeks only my welfare and happiness.
I know well what he seeks. This interloper who would be the knight that fulfills his quest by carrying you off for a trophy.
I was hoping she could walk.
As well I can. I am no trophy, mother, but a strong woman who can move about on her own.
Tugs at braids.
Once I get these braids shorn from me.
This is just where you're in need of your mother's counsel. Those golden tresses are the source of your strength. They must be kept intact at all costs.
Prince sniffs.
I smell a foul wind blowing across the truth.
That noble nose has stuck itself where it doesn't belong, but not for long.
Spare him, mother, for me.
I have spared you too much of the truth of life.
Waves at Prince.
And where has it got you? Consorting with pretenders.
Unlike you, I am no masquerade, but a knight errant in search of true love.
What do you know of true love? Prancing around on your pony? Acting out some fantasy dreamed by old men ages past. A boy dressed in armor, put through his paces time and again.
I hide behind no armor or incantation, but step with honest tread toward the object of my affection.
More's the pity that you lack the power to say.
Holds up her hands.
Step no further. Sleep take you now.
Prince freezes, head droops.
Helpless now, your prince can save not even himself.
Rapunzel weeps.
I never thought you truly wicked before.
Evil is how we behold it. My actions have been all for you. Unrequited, I find, ungrateful child of mine. You must be made to obey. An example of your charmer should prove a strong first lesson.
Dame pulls out shears and raises them to strike. As the bird appears, Rapunzel responds.
Is this an instrument of your lover's plot?
Rapunzel smiles.
Music is the food of love.
No code slips my withered eye, or ear for that matter.
Turns to bird.
First business is to silence that tune.
Raises shears at bird, who pecks Dame's wrist as shears drop.
Ow!
Rapunzel picks up shears.
May we proceed in peace? There must be a way.
I have shielded you too long from life's bloody claw. Time now to learn harsh lessons.
Raises hand to cast a spell as bird pecks her hand and draws blood.
I am not fooled. This pestilence is of your doing. I must have a means to halt the bleeding. Quickly, my child. My vital liquid recedes from me. Clot it with your hair.
Rapunzel cuts tresses with shears.
No longer are these tresses at your command. No true mother have you proved. See to your own means.
Tosses tresses at Dame Gothel.
I am free.
Not nearly, my dear, so long as I have the breath to prevent it. Let's put you to rest beside your lover.
Scoops up hair to clot bleeding, raises good hand to have it pecked by bird.
Curses on this winged demon! One of us shall win the day!
Bird flaps right into Dame's face, driving her back to the window and out.
Poor choice of words, Mother.
Sighs, sniffs.
Muddled are my feelings at the moment, as I face a love so frozen in place. Forever?
Weeps bitterly, as bird flaps past the prince, who wakes.
I fear you not, demoness, here to do battle to the finish for my true love's hair.
Rapunzel points.
The hair is there, my hero. The finish for the dame already passed. We are free to live our love endlessly once we've descended from this prison. An escape I can scarce await.
But how?
Rapunzel smiles.
I know not, my love, but rest assured my brave knight has a plan.
The prince seems befuddled. The bird takes the tresses in his beak and pulls them through a crevice in the stone facing of the window. Flapping his wings, he is gone.
Wondrously resourceful of you to have taught so small a creature to perform such massive tasks. Artful endeavor.
I don't wish to take a bow alone.
Rapunzel applauds.
But you must, my love.
Prince bows as both laugh.
You've been listening to a special presentation of the original radio play, Big Hair, written by Steve Falcone and performed by the Radio Players. This production was recorded live in the WSIU radio studios. Post-production sound design by Hanice Coopwood. Presentation of local arts on WSIU is made possible by listener support. WSIU is powered by you.